Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Kristen's Corner, a podcast by your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. The last several episodes have focused on our community's response to the coronavirus. However, with the impending 4th of July holiday this weekend and increased calls and emails into our office regarding fireworks safety, I thought it was really important to bring in Chad Deerdorf, who is the fire chief for the city of York. Chief, welcome to the program. By way of background, the General Assembly and the governor agreed to legalize what are known as consumer-grade fireworks back in 2017 via Act 43. And these consumer-grade fireworks include things like bottle rockets and Roman candles. And I thought it would be important, knowing that this time of year, with a lot of our neighbors out celebrating America's birthday, they are purchasing these fireworks and setting them off, that we have a discussion about safety and the law. So, Chief, for the listeners, what are some of the things that you're seeing from your vantage point when it comes to firework incidents this time of year?
First, thank you for having me. I appreciate you thinking of us when you have us and having us on this podcast. We have seen, as usual, this time of year, we see an increase in fireworks, but this year just seems to be a significant amount higher. For the city of York itself, since April, we have had at least four fires that were confirmed, investigated and confirmed that they were fireworks related. That's what started the fire, with a few more that we have out there that are still under investigation. So fortunately, we in the city have not seen any injuries that we're aware of with them yet this year, but this past weekend there was a young gentleman in Scranton who passed away as a result of fireworks he was lighting. So there, you know, obviously we have that concern as well.
Well, and as I said, Act 43 authorized these fireworks to be set off, and for the record, I voted against this issue when I was in the House of Representatives. The law does have parameters about when and where you can set these fireworks off. And so for our listeners, the law includes a handful of specific prohibitions. Some of those are pretty obvious, some maybe not so much. You know, first you have to be at least 18 years of age to purchase these fireworks. The law prohibits setting off fireworks on private or public property without permission of the property owner. You're prohibited from setting off fireworks in a motor vehicle, as well as throwing or setting off a firework at a motor vehicle. I mean, pretty obvious. Another one is you cannot be under the influence of alcohol or drugs when setting off fireworks. And I would think that's pretty obvious. And last and most important, it is illegal to set off a firework within 150 feet of another building. And the law allows municipalities to enact ordinances. So I always tell people, you know, check with your city, your township, or your borough about what your local ordinance is. But Chief, what advice do you have for our neighbors who are watching these fireworks being set off in violation of the law?
We have received an increased number of emails, complaints to City Hall and to the fire chief's office and to the police commissioner regarding fireworks. And there's a couple things that, you know, for us, it's difficult if we don't see them to prove who was actually setting off the fireworks. So that's where witnesses accountability comes in, with your neighbors, whoever that may be, somebody driving by that calls it in. So we really look for witnesses that are willing to step up and say, yeah, that particular individual is who was setting off the fireworks. That makes, for law enforcement, that sets them to the where they can actually start issuing citations and start enforcing the law. Otherwise, I mean, it's very tough, because it's very tough to prove who actually set them off. Now, fortunately, there are cameras, a lot more cameras around today than there were 5-10 years ago. So we have that option to look to. It's just, if people have cameras and maybe they're not willing to testify, but they're willing to let law enforcement or the fire department look at their footage, that could be helpful as well.
Well, and I've heard the same thing from police chiefs and the police commissioner. It really is a challenge for law enforcement. And you're absolutely right. The neighbor calls the police. The police show up. The fireworks have already been set off. The police don't witness the crime, and the neighbor doesn't want to testify in court against a fellow neighbor. And I did have a suggestion from district magistrates, and that is, again, if you are frustrated with a neighbor setting off fireworks, there's probably a good chance you're not alone. And there's power in numbers. And if it's a growing concern that, you know, bringing neighbors together to serve as witnesses could be effective. And I want to make a point to say that no one is trying to diminish anyone's right to enjoy the 4th of July. We certainly have a lot to celebrate. But we have seen unfortunate stories. You referenced the gentleman from Scranton. Very sad, very tragic, 31 years old. And you've had to respond to the calls where the law was not followed and the outcome was not enjoyable. So it could happen to someone's house, someone's car, could be set on fire through a mishap. I've had veterans contact me. I had one just recently who informed me that he and his friend, who was another veteran, they were out walking and fireworks were being set off, and it caused a flare-up of PTSD for this constituent's friend. And, you know, we have a lot of farmland in the southern end of the county. I've heard from farmers that fireworks can agitate farm animals and even household pets. So, Chief, I think the key is that our community needs to be smart and follow the law, celebrate responsibly, and out of respect to our neighbors. And just because you might not have to work on Saturday or Sunday morning doesn't mean that your neighbor isn't getting up early. So don't set these things off at all hours of the night. And on the legislative front, we began to have a little conversation. We're trying to make some progress in Harrisburg, and I was able to support an amendment in a bill that would increase the penalties on individuals who violate the law, as we had talked about. I mean, talk to me about your perspective of increasing the fees and fines on offenses. It's currently $100 now.
Yeah, and that's, I use a story I have from a fellow fire chief from the state of Pennsylvania in a municipality east of us, outside of York County. But he was the first year of fireworks. Their police officers went to and witnessed one of the guys, somebody firing off fireworks. And his comment to them was, "I paid $4,000 for fireworks. I'm not worried about a $100 fine." So, yeah, it makes it very difficult when you have, depending on, you know, there is some of that mentality. And if you see, you know, people that have spent a significant amount of money on what they're going to use, yeah, I mean, really, what's $100? So it's a summary offense, which is really quite honestly, a slap on the wrist, and here's a $100 fine. It's not going to be substantial and hit you in the pocket and potentially put you in a situation where you have a record that could affect your life down the road.
Yeah, and you know, first time offenses on the amendment to this legislation would be moved up to $500, and second and subsequent offenses would be subject to a fine of $1,000 plus confiscation of all fireworks. And that legislation is now over before the House of Representatives for further consideration. And, you know, I think that there's room for even more progress, just not just increasing those fines. So, any parting words of wisdom for our community for this 4th of July holiday?
Yeah, and I agree 100%. Nobody's trying to take away anybody having and celebrating the 4th of July, but we do have to do it responsibly. And, you know, you brought a good point up with knowing your ordinances with the municipality you live in, and such as the city, just because it's legal to purchase fireworks now, there's nowhere in the city of York that it's legal to fire them off. So you could be 150 feet from a building, but you're on public property or somebody's private property. So there's nowhere in the city of York that you can legally set off fireworks, even with the 150 feet. So people have to understand, just because it's legal to purchase them doesn't make it legal to fire them off. And, you know, we are going to ramp up some things this weekend in an attempt to ensure everybody's safety. And it's concerning because we have, unfortunately, a lot of close buildings within the city. And we have that concern of, you know, if we catch one, it's potential that it could, you know, spread to other adjoining buildings or attached buildings. So there is a huge concern for that. And, you know, we've been fighting this as from a Career Fire Chiefs Association since the inception of it, on that we're just looking to make this that it's safe. And if there's no interest in repealing it, then we need to have the ability from each individual municipality to set their own ordinance, fines, and you know, subsequent issues with that. And currently our ordinance does allow us to confiscate fireworks within the city. That doesn't mean neighboring municipalities don't, but again, you need to know what's legal in your particular municipality.
Well, thank you, Chief. And if you're looking for more information on the do's and don'ts, the Pennsylvania State Police website has more information on fireworks safety. And that concludes another episode of Kristen's Corner with your State Senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. Today's guest was Chad Deardorff, York City Fire Chief. And for any additional information on today's podcast, please visit my website at senatorkristen.com. This is State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill wishing everyone a safe and enjoyable 4th of July holiday, and we'll talk to you again soon.